Well, hi there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani with Jerry Usher, and hopefully you are the key person, because we're going to have a wonderful discussion today, and we need you to do us a favor. You need to go out on social media and spread this broadcast to your friends. Why? Because we need to start praising God in a massive way. Do you agree with that statement? We need to praise God for all things in a massive way. So you can help us. You can be like our field representatives and go out there and spread this broadcast so we can really get God back in focus, and we can really fix our eyes on Jesus, Jerry, and make God the central part of our lives. So what are you praising God for today? That's the question we're asking. What do you think about that? Having everybody go out and just massively spread it.
I think that's a great idea. People need to hear God being praised. We have so many reasons to be down and discouraged, even depressed. Many people are. But we also have to realize that God is still in the blessing business and giving graces and gifts to all of his children, even those who don't really believe in him or follow him. God is blessing all of humanity every day. So as Debbie said, we're asking you today, what are you praising God for? Is there something in your life? Just give it a few moments of reflection and say, you know what? This was a great gift, a great blessing from God to me. I want to tell the world about it. And you can by calling 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
God needs to come back front and center. Okay, folks, we really need to make God important again, right? We need to take him off the shelf and make him everything. And that is important because we're losing it. I believe we're losing it. A lot of people are just really disregarding our Creator, our God, and just making sure that he's pushed very far away from everybody's lives and in the world and in the country, everything. You know, you just look at the news. Where do you see God in all that? It's all garbage. Let's face it. It's garbage and negative stuff that's going to keep us down. And that's what the demons want us to believe. They want us to believe God doesn't exist. You know what? We need to praise God in a big way. Will you help us today? Call in, fill the phone lines. What are you praising God for today? And then let's spread it. Keep going. Talk about it at work. Talk about it at school, at your parish community, in your neighborhood. Just shout it from the rooftops. 833-288-3986. Jerry, can you tell I really feel I have this sense of urgency? We're running out of time. I feel like we're in the last, you know, inning of the game. It's the last moments. We really have to do something extraordinary for God.
Yeah, I've said here on this show a few times, I think this is Satan's hour right now, which means he knows his time is short. Whether the time is short or there's still thousands of years left of humanity on Earth, we don't know, but I do believe you're right. You know, these are urgent times, and we really do, as you were saying, need to go big, go wide, folks, with your social media and with anybody else you would like to get to call in or at least tune in on the program. And you can call now, 833-288-3986. If I may lead off, I have a couple things that I am praising God for today, a couple of intentions. One of them, it's the Feast of St. Clair.
That's
so
right.
all of the Poor Clair sisters, and that includes, of course, the sisters at EWTN, mm-hmm. Founded by Mother Angelica. In fact, on my Magnificat app, it's probably in the print version of Magnificat as well, the daily meditation was taken from the writings of Mother Angelica today, so I thought that was pretty cool. And also, I want to just really give a shout out to my dear, dear friend, Sister Rose Caritas. Mm-hmm. She is with the Poor Clair Sisters in Fort Wayne, Indiana, cloistered and holy and prayerful and joyful. They are very joyful. And the other thing, I'll be brief, is today is the fifth birthday of my dog, Duke. He came to live at the house 5 years ago. See, Debbie's laughing because she said, probably think I knew he would get something about Duke in on today's show.
I knew. But you know what? He's such a good boy.
He is a good boy, a really good boy.
He is. And he has brought such joy to your life. And that's a wonderful thing. And that you should praise God for that. Absolutely. Happy birthday, Duke. That is wonderful. And the Poor Clares, yes, we have the desert nuns here, the Poor Clares of Tonopah in Arizona. Same wonderful nuns. We just love them to pieces. They're just amazing. Boy, are they filled with joy. But what are you praising God for today, our wonderful Take Two family? Let's go big with this, please. We need to start... I mean this so sincerely. We've got to start overly praising God because we have offended him so greatly. And I'm included in that. Okay, this world just tends to make us constantly offend God. I was listening to a wonderful Catholic speaker this morning and he was saying, you know, it's a narrow road. It's a narrow road to get to heaven. We better be really careful. We're offending God so easily. So let's praise God in a big way. Okay, maybe we'll win favor, right? And God will say, hey, this is a good thing that's happening. So fill up the phone lines, 833-288-3986, and tell us, tell the world what you are, you know, what you're praising God for today, just for today. You don't have to go, you know, for your whole life, just for today. For me, Debbie, for me, Jerry, it's, I'm praising God that I have another day to live. I'm very grateful. I think each day we have to live and breathe on this earth, we have a chance to get closer to God here. Like Mother Angelica said, it's a training ground and it's one more chance. And I love that. I'm kind of one of those perpetual students and I always am constantly trying to learn and grow. And so one more day gives me another chance to do better.
Beautiful. There is a scripture verse, I haven't had time to look it up yet, but it says something like, God is enthroned on the praises of Israel, and God truly is glorified when we praise him and sing his praises and share his glory with those that we know and even those that we do not know. And we really need to be, you know, amping up the volume here on our praises of God. And we're giving you a chance to do that today. So if there's a particular blessing in your life, maybe it was an anniversary of some sort, a birthday. Maybe God has brought you that job you had applied for. Maybe it was someone who you were praying for that had a bit of a healing, or maybe a whole healing. Anything at all. It could be anything at all that you are grateful to God for. Let's talk about it and share it with the world at 833-288-3986.
We have some prayer intentions that are coming in. We'll be mentioning those on the other side of this break, but we need you to fill those phone lines. What are you praising God for today? Share with us, please. Pull over safely to the side of the road and make this call at 833-288-3986.
Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. Thanks to the show team. Thank you, affiliates, for carrying the program. Thank you, Take Two family. You have responded beautifully. We have full lines, but you can still get in to kind of the green room or the waiting room if you still call 833-288-3986. We're going to start in Texas with Ori in just a minute, but I want to mention a book from EWTN Publishing. It's called The Mystery of Divine Love by Father Wojciech Giertych. He's a theologian of the Pontifical household, and he aspires to nothing less than giving you intimate eye contact with God. Father Giertych reveals how to cultivate the theological and moral virtues in your daily life, important to gaining eternal salvation, how to pray in faith each time you pray, even when your faith has been challenged, and how to demonstrate authentic love in marriage, and how to regard sexuality as an expression of charity, regardless of your vocation. How Christ shows us the face of the Father and his paternal heart. The Mystery of Divine Love by Father Wojciech Giertych is available at EWTNRC.com. We always encourage you, please, buy Catholic, shop EWTNRC.com.
Say his name five times fast.
I think I just said it two or three times. That's my limit for the day.
Yeah, you did really well. I was very proud of you. Also, we had a prayer intention come in from Joanna. Joanna's asking, there's more to this story, but Joanna's asking for women that are in captive. So Okay, so there's more, obviously more to the story. So let's pray for women who are, I guess, in danger right now, and being maybe held against their will. So let's pray for that. Joanna is asking for those prayers. God knows, because God knows Joanna. God knows Joanna called in to Take Two, spoke to Matt Gubinsky. We're putting Joanna's intentions in the prayer book. So God sees and is listening to everything, folks. That's the key. And our angels, our guardian angels, are watching and listening, and they're transporting everything to the face of God, because they behold the face of God as they are ministering to us. Okay, listening to Armor of God Radio in Texas is Ori. Hello, Ori. Welcome.
I share the enthusiasm that you have this morning, because yesterday I celebrated my 81st birthday. And for that alone, I praise and honor God. And even though I lost my husband 2 years ago, it still gives me the courage, because, you know, God has a plan for all of us. And I never questioned him of anything all my life. I've never questioned him of nothing. And in today's, I use the Magnificent. And today on the one for the intercessions, it says, "Our hope is in you, O Lord." And then the sum for today was, "Do not forget the works of the Lord." I mean, just the fact that I'm talking to you, that I'm breathing, that I can see, that I can hear, that I have 7 grandchildren, 4 beautiful children, 3 grandchildren. I have 2 special grandchildren. My firstborn was, my firstborn grandchild was hearing impaired, and he's 33 now. And my second gift from God was my second grandson. He has autism. And it is really amazing. And I have to share, there's so much to praise. Just opening your eyes is enough to say, "Thank you, Lord. I praise you, God. I praise you for my breathing. I praise you for, you know, just for my health. It's not 100%, but it's okay. At least it's some type of a health." But yesterday on my birthday, the Lord was magnificent. I went to Mass, and the last words that our deacon said on his homily was, "Be still and know that I am God." And then I went to lunch, and my prayer partner friend, she gave me a cross stitch, and guess what it says? "Be still and know that I'm God."
Oh, beautiful.
Then they took me to lunch, and I saw fried pickles. I said, "Oh, fried pickles." And I forgot to order them, but at the same time, my autism grandson, he loves to make those. And would you believe that yesterday when he came with my daughter, he made me fried pickles for my birthday.
How nice. How sweet.
So, you know, and I thank you. I thank God for the freedom of speech to have been able to have you and the whole Catholic radio stations all throughout the world, because I just heard, I just listened to the Women of Grace, and there was a young lady there that had a lot to share. And if it wasn't for this radio station, I mean, where could she share it? Who would listen? Okay? Mm-hmm. So may God bless you for everything that you do for all of us. We might not have been able to meet you, but we don't have to meet you, because all we have to do is to know your name. And God knows you very well, both of you. And I just can't praise God enough for the opportunity to be able to talk to you and to share you my happiness.
It is our honor, Ori. Thank you so much. You've said so many beautiful things. And, you know, we're just the ones who have both the privilege and the responsibility of being behind the microphone. But you are very, very much a part of everything that EWTN does through your prayers and, you know, people who donate to their local Catholic stations and all of that. Mm-hmm. So happy birthday yesterday.
Yes.
And I just love the way, Ori, you said, you know, God has a plan for all of our lives. You know, at the age of 81, you're still asking, you know, God, what is your purpose for me? What is your plan for me right now? A lot of people, Debbie, would have probably, you know, 10, 20, 30 years before that said, well, you know, I had my purpose in life. God had his plan for me. That's been fulfilled. And now, you know, but she's still seeking to know God's will and carry that out in her life.
Absolutely. Oria, happy birthday. I just want to say you are a precious soul. You have a very youthful spirit. You can hear it. And you're just, wow. I just want to squeeze you. I wish I was in Texas right now and I could just squeeze you in person. But you know, you're right. We're all connected as the mystical body of Christ. And you know, God willing, we will all be together again at that family reunion. And you can probably appreciate this because you have walked this earth for 81 years. And like my mother always said, you know, she would tell me, she'd say, Debbie, close your eyes. Now open them. That's how quick life goes. And you know, it's just going to be just a blink of the eye before we're all, hopefully, God willing, in eternity, beholding the face of God. And it's going to be a big family reunion. And I pray someday that we have that with the whole Take Two family, that we all just have a big Take Two family reunion together. And you have really just graced our conversation today. You have no idea. You were a blessing. It is no accident that you were the first call, so thank you.
God bless you, okay?
God bless you, too. Thank you, Ori.
Thank you, Ori.
We're asking you, what are you praising God for today? Yeah, and we
beautiful.
Have, yeah, that line has just been taken. I was going to give the number out, but I'll give it anyway. 833-288-3986. We just love the participation of the Take Two family. Thank you. Every day, you're just right there with us. Our friend Cheryl is next in Lake Havasu, Arizona, watching the stream, I should say, the video stream on YouTube. Hi, Cheryl. Good to hear from you again.
Oh, hello, Jerry. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, Cheryl.
What I've been praising God for is the more miracles he has given me. It's unbelievable. I worked 3 whole years to answer his call for me to be able to go into the monastery, to be able to become an oblate of Our Lady Guadalupe Monastery. And last year I said my vows, and now I belong to Our Lady Guadalupe. He also blessed me to create a prayer chain that extends all the way to Australia, to Sheffield, England. So I'm getting lots of prayers to be able to help people out. I'm also teaching the children of St. Jude's Hospital of Jesus and making the prayer shawls and hats, and also teaching them more and more about Jesus. And one little girl, she would love to be able to become like Mother Mary Angelica. The Lord has praised me, and I'm giving him praise right and left for everything that he's been able to say. Cheryl, come home to the monastery. It's about time you shift your life to me. And this is more praise that I could give him than he's given me. It's incredible.
Well, Cheryl, you have worked hard, okay? You know, we have new listeners each and every day we do this program, so we have to kind of catch people up. So, Cheryl, you've been working for many years to get where you are today. And we're not taking any credit, but I just want to let you know, you were probably in our prayer book, Cheryl, because of your intentions and your son getting in touch with us as well. You were probably in our prayer book at least a dozen times, okay? So you were being prayed round the clock. I you do realize that, right? You had a gigantic family around you praying for you.
Oh, I had no idea. Thank you.
Absolutely. How's your son doing? We haven't heard from him in a while.
Oh, Jonathan's doing fantastic. He is now a sentinel guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Wow. Oh, fantastic.
Wow. Oh, please send our regards and tell him that is awesome. That is wonderful. But Cheryl, absolutely. And you see the power of prayer and your perseverance, your determination, your wanting to do the will of God. Cheryl, it's happening. It's happening for you and you're recognizing it. And you turning around and praising God today in a massive way, that is going to go a long way for people. That's what we need to do. Instead of what we get from God, you know, so many times we get these blessings from God and we're off and running. We're on to the next thing, right? Not you, Cheryl. You're stopping and you are absolutely showing your love, your heart, your gratitude to God. God bless you in all of your ministry work.
The best thing that I'm praising God for is when we brought the children over from Ukraine to St. Jude's Hospital. That was the greatest miracle of all. Mm. All of us coming together to be able to get those children out of there and get them the medical treatment and the help that they needed.
Yeah. Praise God. God bless you all for doing that, Cheryl. And you'll continue in our prayers. Jonathan will as well. And we just love your heart and love you being part of the Take Two family. So keep in touch via email and let us know how things are going. 833-288-3986. What are you praising God for today? It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go to, go ahead.
We just received a message that said they love the idea that we're starting kind of this grassroots effort, this massive wave of going out there, and instead of listening to what the world is telling us, we are praising God instead. Yes, yes, and yes, let's do it. Let's make it a movement that we praise God round the clock. Let's see that, you know, maybe our world can change for the better. What do you think, Jer?
No question about it. Yeah, God, when he is praised, he acts and he moves in humanity and human history. So I agree with you on that. From one Jerry to another, I'm going to welcome Jerry in Lafayette, Louisiana, listening on Christ Our King Radio. Hi, Jer.
Hello, both of you. How are you doing?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Awesome.
What are you happy? What are you grateful for?
So I'm praising God this morning. I want to, first of all, thank you both for the reminder to stop and praise God. My wife and I recently started up something that we had been doing and got away from. We use an app. It's a very comprehensive Catholic app, kind of high-tech thing to do, but it helps us. It has all, basically, anything from the order of the Mass to all the Catholic prayers basically known, to helping you pray the rosary. We recently started up our prayer life again using this app, and we intend to not let that lapse again. So I'm praising God for that.
Beautiful. That's something wonderful to praise God for, Jerry. I have a couple of Catholic apps that have a lot of prayers on my phone. Do you want to share with us the name of that app that you and your wife are using?
We're using an app called Laudate.
Oh, Laudate.
L-A-U-D-A-T-E.
Oh, Laudate. Yeah, Laudate. Yeah, I think I have that on my phone, too. Wow, that's great. So, Jerry, what has this done? I'm going to presume you and your wife had a good marriage, good relationship before you resumed mm-hmm. this praying together. But as a couple united as one flesh in marriage, what have been the fruits of this for you and your wife?
We feel when we were doing it before, we noticed a definite difference. It makes us more confident in who we are to Christ, and it gives us a sense of security that we're pulling closer to God every day when we do this. We spend about half hour to 45 minutes doing it. We go through a list of prayers, and then we say the rosary. And it just, like I said, it gives us a sense of security that we're staying close to God mm-hmm. through doing this.
Yep. Jerry, I'm so glad Jerry Usher asked that of you and your wife, because we want to know the results, you know, give us the results of what is happening. I love how you said that, the confidence, the security. I love that. Jerry, can you give us, I have the prayer book out because I put our friend Cheryl and Ori for her birthday in our prayer book again. Can you give us your wife's first name? I want to put you and your wife because I want you guys to continue that process.
Excellent. Awesome. Her name is Bonnie.
Bonnie. Okay, perfect. The family that prays together stays together. When couples pray together, you have that sense exactly what you're talking about. Jerry and I are both life coaches. I have a ton of clients that when they started praying together as husband and wife, things changed. When the first question I ask when I'm coaching with couples is that, do you pray together? And if the answer is no, big problem. We have to start together that communication, because it's three. Remember the three to get married, Fulton Sheen, three to get married. God's there. When two or more are gathered, God's there. We need to pray together, even if it's 2 minutes. Jerry, way to go for you and Bonnie. You guys are awesome. Thank you for sharing your testimony today.
Got it. Thank you.
All right. Blessings. All right, we've got a lot more praise reports coming up. We're asking you today, what are you praising God for? Terry in Buffalo, Andrea in Houston, Connie is with us, another Connie, two Connies, and that line that Jerry was on just got taken up by somebody. But we invite you to call in. We always believe the Holy Spirit gets those people on the air who he wants to be on the air. So give it a shot here, 833 888-288-3986. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Thanks for tuning in to your program, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN. And really, we give a huge thank you to all of the affiliates that carry the program. If you have a local Catholic station that does not, you can very politely and in a friendly way to say, hey, you know, have you thought about carrying Take Two with Jerry and Debbie? And otherwise, you can listen on many different ways, the EWTN app, EWTN.com, SiriusXM 130. So however you're listening, we thank you for being with us. And we're going back to your calls to Terry in Buffalo, listening on SiriusXM 130. Hi, Terry. What are you praising God for?
Hi. I'm praising God for the relief of the pain my mother's had. She has trigeminal neuralgia, which gives her a lot of pain. Day to day, you never know when she's going to get that pain. It stops her from being able to eat. She can't talk very well. It affects the whole right side of her face. It looks like she had a stroke when she has this pain. You know. Mm-hmm. So anyway, the pain has been increasing over the years. My dad, she's been living with my dad, obviously, because he has dementia, and it's been increasing over the past 4 years, and she's been the main caretaker. And so the pain has been getting worse and worse, and from stress, I'm sure. So anyway, she has always prayed to St. Jude, and that is, you know, her main patron saint, her go-to, but and he has blessed her in many ways. However, one of my sisters sent her some information about St. Dimsna, and it's funny because I just heard about her on one of the EWTN radio shows, mm-hmm. and so I started praying to her for her intercession, and the pain has been just about relieved.
Mm-hmm. And you were
so
talking,
it's, yeah. mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Terry.
It's mainly for mental illness, but she really has been able to intercede, and that pain has been relieved, so praise God for that.
Mm-hmm. St. Dimphna is an amazing saint. Of course, St. Jude as well. All of the saints, they're all there. They're our biggest cheerleaders. You know, they want us to have an abundant life and to be fully functional and be well and you know, be able to carry on in this journey. And that's very important. Terry, do you feel comfortable giving us your mom and dad's first name? Because I do have the prayer book out, and we want to pray specifically by name if you feel comfortable.
Oh, yes, Beatrice and Gerald.
Beatrice and Gerald. Okay. So, please share with your mom. I'm going to personally pray to Padre Pio and ask Padre Pio to help her because that. Why the giggle?
She prays to him as well.
I had a funny feeling. No surprise to that. Padre Pio is very, I feel very close to Padre Pio, very close. There are so many encounters that I have had over the years with him, Terry. And I just want to tell you that when he gets involved, there is almost always a forward movement. It's unbelievable because he's so strong about wanting everyone to get well in mind, body, and spirit. And it's really a beautiful thing. So please let your mom know. I'll be double teaming Padre Pio, and we'll be kind of pestering him a bit, but he can take it. He's a strong saint. What do you think, Jer?
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're very welcome, Terry. So glad you got to be a part of the program today. 833-288-3986. Simple question. What are you praising God for today? We want to sing the praises of our God, which we will be doing throughout eternity in heaven. Might as well get a little bit of practice down here. And we heard from Dolores in Michigan, Debbie, and she is grateful but still requesting prayer. She just fell and hit her head, but she seems fine, she said. So, dear Take Two family, Dolores in Michigan is grateful hospital, that she seems to be okay from falling and hitting her head, but let's definitely lift her up in prayer at the same
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. But please take that seriously, Dolores. Sometimes when we hit our head, we think, oh, you know, my head's pretty hard. I can just rest a little. Let people know that happened so they can watch you and monitor you. It's very, very important. You want to take that seriously, and we'll be praying for sure.
Okay, we're going to go next to Houston, Texas, and Andrea listening on Sirius XM 130. Is it Andrea or Andrea? I'm sorry.
It's Andrea.
Andrea. Okay, awesome. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. And I just have so many praises to God for all the blessings and things that He has done in my life. I was adopted at birth and have wonderful adoptive parents, but as an adult, I was really, really led deep in my spirit to try to locate my birth mother, and I had a few coincidences that just kind of happened miraculously of meeting other adopted people within a couple of days from each other that had located their birth mother. So I said, okay, well, there must be something for me to do, and I made a decision to reach out to the adoption agency on my birthday and sent them a request and heard back from them a few weeks later, or about a month or so later, that there was not a signed release. Back in the old days, they, you know, sealed all the records. So it's not like today's adoptions. But I decided then to reach out to the detective that this girl that had found her birth mother had used, and I reached out to him, and he had been adopted and had found all of the birth parents for all of his adoptive brothers and sisters. So he had done all that, and he was able to locate her, but she had died when she was 46 due to colon cancer. So it was really important for me to have that information that, you know, there was this colon cancer that was in the family for and that had taken her at a young age. And it was years later when I started to have just kind of a funny feeling in my gut, no other symptoms, but just this funny feeling. And I just had this check in my spirit, like, you know, you could have colon cancer. You need to go and get yourself checked. And at the time, I was self-employed and didn't have insurance, so I took the necessary steps to leave my practice, and I worked contract for a while, and then got hired on. And I'd been praying the whole time through this because I was, you know, really concerned. So it was about a year later that I, you know, I really still wasn't having any symptoms whatsoever. And, you know, I thought, well, maybe I'm just being silly about this. You know, maybe this was just some silly thought. And then a friend had a brother that had gotten diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. And I thought, well, maybe I do need to go in and get checked. And sure enough, I had like stage 1 colon cancer. And so all of these events, you know, were needed for me to go in there and get checked. And I had surgery, and I found out I had this hereditary disorder that predisposes me to colon cancer. And so I have to go in every year and get a test. And I have to, there's other cancers that I have to be aware of. So all happened so miraculously. I know it was God intervening in my life to show me the process. And I prayed the whole time that going back to find my birth mother, that it would be a blessing for everyone involved. I prayed and prayed and prayed that, because I didn't know what her circumstances were, and I certainly did not want to make her life any more difficult. And it was a true blessing. My half brother had fathered a child that he didn't have anything to do with, and through all of this, he decided to be part of her life. The interesting thing was when I sent out that request to the adoption agency and I received their letter back, I was kind of filing all the paperwork, they sent their response back to me on her birth date. And it was kind of a neat coincidental thing that I felt like, okay, she was glad that I had done this. And, you know, it was a blessing. And I had further blessings then, you know, with the birth of my son, similar things. And I'm so grateful because of the colon cancer, it kind of threw my body kind of all out of whack. And so God opened the doors to get me into the right doctors that could, you know, help me conceive. And I have a wonderful son that I'm so grateful for. But all of this took place over, you know, many years, and I know that it was God in every part of the way.
Yeah, sounds like it. Andrea, thank you for taking the time really to call us and share all this with us. What a great series of events. You know, so many of these things, you know, could have been looked at by you and others, your son, maybe as not being blessings. But God has really given you the eyes to see his vantage point on this, and the way that he has blessed you with your health. We'll certainly add you to our prayer book. Your son with the child, we're going to continue to pray that they, you know, have a good father to child relationship. But yeah, it's a beautiful thing. God cares about us in all aspects of our lives, big things, small things, everything in between. So beautiful testimony, Debbie, I think.
Absolutely. Andrea, as you were speaking about your journey, I was thinking about, you know, how it's for all of us, right? It's step by step, and seeing God's hand in things, and seeing the way people come into view, or thoughts, or things that happen, and then it all comes to an understanding of what that means. The tapestry that unfolds, the piece by piece, and then it completely is revealed to us. And it just makes me it reinforces for me, Andrea, this idea that, you know, it's never over. It's a constant path, a constant journey until we take our last breath, and so many things can happen. So thank you for sharing your story today. Please keep telling it, though. Keep telling your story, okay?
Okay, thank you.
God bless you, Andrea. Thanks for calling. Wow.
I so believe in that. We need to tell our stories.
Mm-hmm. Well, when people ask me, what's your radio show about? I usually tell them we give people a platform to tell their story. Mm-hmm. And it's so important because everybody has something that could change lives if they share what God has done in their lives, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so here's a show for you folks that you want to tune into this afternoon, 4 Eastern time. Our dear friend Al Cresta. Cresta in the afternoon does such a fabulous job on that program. Monday through Friday afternoon, 4 Eastern time on EWTN Radio. And there's a special guest today. Al Cresta and his guests talk about today's news and the things that matter most. Today's show, Father John Ricardo, everybody knows and loves him, talks about the rescue project, and it's a video series on evangelization. So, you know, if you've never listened, I don't know how you could, you know, have, you know, never been exposed to Father John Ricardo, but if you've listened to him, you know that every time you hear him in an interview or one of his talks, you're constantly learning something. So I would definitely tune in for Eastern time today.
All right. What are you praising God for today? 833-288-3986. We have two Connies on the line. First one to get through is in Temperance, Michigan, listening to us on Ave Maria Radio, speaking of Al Cresta. Hi, Connie.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Good. So what are you praising God for?
I am praising God because I'm in my car, and I heard when you guys on the radio, and I thought, I just have to pull over and say that I'm very thankful for my extremely good health. I'm 81 years old. And also, another thing which is very important recently is I joined a ladies' Christian group, and these ladies are much younger than I am. And they're in Florida now. They're in a different group, you know, and I just come across them, and it's like God led me right to these people. And and I have learned through this group to pray as a group of ladies. And this is such a powerful thing. I mean, it's been powerful for me. It's brought me a lot of peace, and it's really restored my faith in God. Not that I ever really lost it, but it, like I heard somebody say on your radio station, we can't be putting the Word of God on a shelf somewhere. You know, we've got to be living it, and we have to be passing it on to others. And at my late stage of life, it's like the light bulb has finally gone on. I mean, I believe it. I have believed all this stuff, but I never actually got involved.
Right, right. Connie, a couple things I want to just say. First of all, my mother's name was Connie, so I absolutely love the name. I love saying it. I just think it's a beautiful name, so you're very blessed. But Connie, thank you. I want to give you a virtual award from my heart to yours. You're probably the only person that is really listening to me when I say pull over safely to the side of the road and make a call. You did. So Connie, I just love you for that. And that would be me that said, don't put God on a shelf. Okay. And that is so true. And Connie, what you said is so powerful. You said in this kind of like late stages of your life, which by the way, I think you can run circles around those other women because you sound like you have a very youthful spirit. But you're spot on. But we're all in that phase right now. It's very late in the game, Connie. It's very late in the game. Just look at the world. The world's getting darker. It's not getting brighter. It's getting darker. We have to go out there. Because why? Because we know the truth. We were baptized Christians. We know the truth. We've got to get out there. And like you're doing, you're teaming up with other women and you are praying. And that is going to win favor with God. I just want to say more power to you, Connie. I pray you keep going and teach everybody. You just taught us all today by your story and your testimony. And we thank you. But keep sharing it, please.
Well, I truly, truly believe that the Holy Spirit has led me. Normally, I would have never called into your station. I love this, my radio station I listen to. And by the way, I don't know if I said it, I am not Catholic. I'm a Lutheran.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Beautiful.
Of course, I'm a child of God. The main most important thing, I'm a child of God.
Absolutely. Yeah,
but you're a sister in Christ with us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. So, and I just had to tell you that. Oh, I know something else. How I have started reading my Bible again, and there again, I believe the Holy Spirit has opened my eyes to some of these verses I've read all my life, and it means so much more to me now, and I think it's wonderful. It's a journey, and I know it's a journey, and it's piece by piece, and I'm finally on board.
Well, Connie, the only thing I can add to what Debbie said is, you know, she mentioned you probably can run circles around these other ladies who are younger than you. I'm also thinking you have so much wisdom to impart to them. And so God has placed you there for a very, very important purpose. And so we're glad that you are taking him up on that. And so thank you, Connie, so much for calling in from Michigan today. Please keep listening to Ave Maria Radio. I'm sure they're grateful for your listenership. We have another Connie. This Connie is in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, listening today on Sirius XM 130. Connie, thanks for waiting. Welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I will tell you, I'm very thankful, I'm going to say, for going home this weekend. We had a house fire in January.
Oh.
And so we have been blessed so many ways just by our real family, our neighborhood family, our church family. I cannot even express how many times we've noticed God's hand in the rebuilding of our home to everyday life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It has just been a godsend journey home.
Connie, you know what? We have to tell you something. We are celebrating with you in spirit. Please feel that celebration, because I just watched a program last night of someone who's there was a fire in their state and their house burned down, and they were talking about, and I get so emotional, all the things they had to accept and learn and really be able to work through all the emotions and everything. And my heart was just aching. And I thought, I just want them to go back home and start up their life again and make those memories again. And you're doing that, Connie. So we are rejoicing. We are thanking God with you.
Thank you so much. We had a battery, a lithium-ion battery explode in my daughter's bedroom. Ooh. And she's 35, but she has autism. But she got us up and out of the house, and she was safe, and like I said, got us safe. It every day through this whole journey, there's been so many blessings. I mean, the men that was working on the house, I went by one day, and one of the roofers, he was up kind of whistling and kind of humming, but he was talking and singing about when Jesus comes back. Mm-hmm. And you know, another time when one of the siding people, they were out working on it, they put together, it was like 10 foot by a 6 foot cross and leaned it up against the tree in my backyard. So I have felt that presence of the Lord just all around this rebuilding. Hmm. And the priest is going to come over at the end of the month and get our house blessed again. So
wonderful. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah, wow. What came to my mind, Connie, was the scripture, you know, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and die, it remains but a single grain. But if it falls to the ground and die, you know, it bears much fruit. And in this case, it sounds like, you know, it's unfortunate and nearly tragic for your family. Thanks be to God it wasn't. But, you know, God has taken, you know, the ashes, if you will, of your other home and given you all of these blessings along the way. And plus, you know, not only blessings from God, but it restores your faith in humanity as well. There are good people, and you're surrounded by them, Connie. Thank you so much. We appreciate you sharing that with us on the air.
What a great story. Yes, great story. And Connie in Temperance, Michigan, if you're listening, you're driving, safe driving. Boy, have the Take Two family embraced you. Everybody's sending in messages saying, we love her passion. We love her. Mm. Amen to you. Connie, you're going to have to make an appearance every once in a while and call us, because everybody kind of wants to, you know, your passion is infectious. It's people are loving it. So way to go, Connie.
All right. Copperas Cove, Texas. Yeah, we're going to go to Robin in Copperas Cove, Texas, listening on Armor of God Radio. Hello, Robin. How are you?
Hi.
Hi,
great
Robin.
To talk to you guys. Hi, guys.
Hey.
My praise is to give thanks to you guys and to the family, the Take Two family, because I called in about 6 or 7 weeks ago asking for prayers for my son-in-law, Derek, who had just had colon surgery and had 75% of his colon removed. And
that's right.
They didn't have lab results back. Well, lab results weren't the best. He does have stage 3B colon cancer. But the praise is that you had told me, Debbie, to go straight away that day and to get a Padre Pio prayer card and prayer for him and take it straight to his room. And I just was listening to the other caller earlier, and you talking about that great healing power of Padre Pio, and just that's what he wills and wants for all of us. And so it was so powerful, because I really don't have or hadn't really had a devotion or had looked into to Padre Pio, St. Padre Pio, that much. So just what a blessing for you to tell me to do that. And it was just such a drive for me that day. I mean, I went all around to find that and take it to him and pray over him and ask for intercession, and just knew that the Take-Two family was praying as well. They believe they got all of the cancer through the surgery, but he does have to have chemo for 3 months, chemo treatment for 3 months to make sure that they got it all. But that in itself is a blessing as well. You know, it's rough. Chemo treatment is rough, but his outlook remains positive, and he is, you know, trying to remain positive within it. And I know that the prayers have done it. So thank you. Thank you for being there for all of us. Thank you for the Take Two family's prayers, and just, What a powerful group of people we all are as we come together as Christians. Thank you.
Wow. Praise be to God. Oh, that is a, you know, he's got a long way to go still with the chemotherapy, but we're going to continue and continue to ask Padre Pio. We're going to thank Padre Pio, but we're going to say, Padre, you a great start, but we need you to keep going for Derek, okay? And we will do that, and keep us posted, Robin, please. You know, the funny thing about this is, and the ironic funny thing about this is that, you know, people will say, why, Debbie, why is it always Padre Pio? The reason why is because I've seen the results. In the last past 20 years, I can't even begin to tell you how many people, hundreds and hundreds of people would come up and say, when Padre Pio gets involved, things happen. And so, Robin, thank you for affirming that. And please tell Derek we'll continue. We'll ramp up the prayers so he can breeze through chemotherapy and get on with his life in a glorious way. Amen to God. God, you know, God is so good.
Our God is an awesome God, and we praised him for about an hour here, and we want you to continue the praises, folks. Please let God know how grateful you are, even for the difficulties, the trials, the challenges. Those can be turned into wonderful blessings with his grace and our cooperation. So Mary Beth in North Carolina, wish we had time. You hear the music there. Tomorrow we're going to be back, though, with the final show of the week.
And to pick, you get to choose which of the four Gospels can you best relate to. Oh, this is going to be a great, great conversation about the living Word of God. So please join us tomorrow. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. St. Joseph, please pray for all of us.